This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Salesforce's Mark Benioff and NVIDIA's Jensen Huang seem to have influenced President Trump's decision to call off a federal surge in San Francisco. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, is there one language that the president speaks, and that's billionaire to billionaire?
It does. It does. You know, that's his idea of diplomacy, apparently, because it was a strange situation brought about in part largely because Mark Benioff, the head of Salesforce, remember when he came in for the Dreamforce convention, gave an interview in which he said San Francisco needed help on its crime problem. And if the bringing in federal troops would help the police here, he was for it. President Trump hears that, and next thing you know, he's saying, I'm hearing from people in San Francisco that they need my help, and I'm going to help them. The mayor didn't call him. The governor didn't call him. There wasn't any triggering incident that showed San Francisco was out of control. This was just because one of his buddies, Benioff, who's a big donor to the president, made the remark. And subsequently, it was Benioff and others who are close to the president, but not from the government, who got him to call it off as well.
Another guy who has some personal wealth is Mayor Daniel Lurie. Do you think the mayor and the president can maybe relate to one another a little bit there? Again, does the president respect money talking?
It's not, they're not going to relate to each other on the same level as a Benioff to a Trump. Okay. And second of all, you know, Daniel Lurie's friends with Benioff, close to lifetime friends with him, and these other tech people who he worked with closely when he was the head of Tipping Point, which was a nonprofit charity organization that helps out in Northern California. He has personal relationships with them. They are all among that group, but Lurie is never going to be a friend of Donald Trump's or speak to him in the same way that Benioff does. The president made a point of saying that Daniel Lurie was very nice in asking that the troops be withheld or the agents, because they weren't actual troops here yet. And there's a real question about what exactly they were going to do. The president says he wants to clean up the crime situation in the open drug dealing in San Francisco. So what'd he do? Put federal agents down to do a sweep through the Tenderloin? We saw what that would look like the other day at Coast Guard Island, because you would have federal agents going through the Tenderloin. You could bet dollars to donuts. We'd have extremists and activists trying to stop them, and we'd have a real show, one that would precipitate the videos that would then allow the president to send in the troops if he wanted. We defused the entire situation, but there was never a situation to begin with. That's what's really odd about this. There wasn't an earthquake, a riot, or anything like that that brought this to bear. It was a whim of Trump's to begin. It was a whim of Trump's at the end, and in between were his buddies acting as go-betweens. It's a good move for Daniel Lurie. He promised the people of San Francisco that he was going to take care of business locally, and that's what he did. And if it means making book with somebody in the White House that they don't like, that's part of the job as well.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.